Luke Reslin. No, I don't need you here, hot dog vendor. Go get some riders for next year. All right. Luke Reslin, after that ninth in Moto 1, you went down the first turn. There's no chance you thought you'd end up on the podium.
No, not a chance at all. 9-1, as far as the math goes in my head, that never equals a second. No. So, yeah, definitely glad to turn around with that one for sure.
Really kind of like Dylan was on you a little bit, but kind of an easy race for you.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they're never easy, but.
Yeah, no. He was on me in the beginning, probably three laps. He was all over me. The way this track is, like, really simple, it's not fast to play the defensive role. So he was able to swing it out, especially after that sick quad moto, blew all the dirt off the track. He was taking the wide lines and keeping the momentum up, and he was definitely all over me there for a second. But, yeah, was able to pull it out a few seconds, and then he went down. So it was, like, 12 seconds at the end. Nice, easy cruise.
Lappers were bad?
Oh, my God. It's just...
It was narrow and...
It's one, like, I hate saying one line, but it was, and there's just too much of a variable between the fast guys and the slow guys, like intermediate guys in the pro class. It just doesn't make sense to me at all.
Quads, buggies.
Yeah, I know. I got caught by Galdi yelling at an intermediate in practice, so I just lost my shit out there. But
I saw that.
Yeah, but I don't know. It turned out all right. Didn't land on anyone, didn't get landed on, so I guess it's a success.
It was crazy. Second main event, like... Jess goes down and takes out top 5-6 guys from main event one. And then you and Dylan, who, you know, crashed in the first turn mode, and you guys are 1-2. It's like, I'm like going, good luck trying to figure the overall out.
Yeah, no, we had to take a podium photo twice, actually, because nobody could figure out who was third. So, no, it was crazy. Glad me and Dylan were able to bounce back. You know, I didn't know what was going to happen that second moto, but, yeah, glad it happened that way.
2 to go for you in Canada, your first year up here. Overall, what's your thoughts?
It's been fun. Yep. You know, change of pace is never a bad thing, you know, as long as you keep an open mind about it. So, yeah, you know, I don't know what I'm doing next year. I'm not sure which side of the border I'm going to be on. Right. Hopefully there's still more pages in my book to be written on the U.S. side of things. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. And, you know, if I'm back here, it's great. If I'm able to do both, that's great, too. So see what happens. But, no, it's been a hell of a time. I've been enjoying it.
You make any money? Like, I don't know the 250 class. I know the purse money is not very good. But did you end up making any money coming up here?
It's not too bad. Like, if you string some good motos together in the outdoors, you know, obviously when you convert it, it's not very good on the U.S. side. But, I was able to do decent, and the bonuses are okay, so I was able to do all right.
You won one overall ride and then one moto, or did I have that backwards?
I got the one overall / moto at Minnedosa in the mud by technicality. I actually got second, but I won it, so but no, that's actually been the only one for me, so I'm on a bit of a dry spell, so need to get one of these last two.
Well, you got one tonight. We'll count it. Good enough. One main event win. It's good enough.
Yeah, the double crown win. Yeah, I guess we'll count that.
Cool. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks.